Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora, how are you doing?
Kate Tepe here, Quay.
I'm sorry.
How are you? How are you doing?
Kapai is an appropriate answer.
Kapai. I'm tired, a little bit hungover, but you know, it's a Friday. That's what we do.
Sounds appropriate.
I did hear Drive talking yesterday about how Thursday is quite the confusing day because it's basically Friday.
I've spent every day of lockdown confused. Like, I haven't fully unlocked down yet. This is the first time I've actually gone out of my house to do something.
You're welcome.
So I've been very confused whenever it's a day.
Dressed for the occasion. It's stunning. I would call that lilac, the t-shirt that you're rocking.
Yeah, I'm going for real lilac this summer. It's a real thing that I'm going for. Don't bring it up.
It's good colour on you.
It is a good colour on you. I agree.
Yeah, thank you. It brings out the rosacea in my cheeks.
What should we be tuning in on the box?
Okay.
What should we be flicking on our screens?
Okay, so this is a show that I decided to review, because that's what I do. It's called Shrill. So basically, it is starring Aidy Bryant, who I've not heard of before. She's an American actress, and it's all about this journalist who, she's overweight, and she's really agreeable. That's like her main characteristic. She's super agreeable. She gets lots of like horrible stuff thrown at her about her weight and just in general about her life that she kind of like, yeah, okay, like I'm fine, like it's really cool. And the show is all about her like reclaiming her femininity, reclaiming her size, and sticking it to the haters, which I hate saying the haters, but she sticks to the haters. There's a scene in the first episode where a trainer sees her, like a personal trainer sees her looking at her ad. It's like called Get Fit with Tanya, because people are called Tanya in America. And she's like looking at making a joke about it, and the trainer comes up to her in the cafe and she goes, oh, you've got really skinny wrists and like you could be really pretty. And it's just like that full-on like double-edged sword of like, I want your business and I'm gonna make you feel bad about yourself, but in a way that like makes you want to like train with me.
A classic trick of capitalism.
Terrible. Oh,
you are the problem, I have the solution.
Les Mills all the time.
Yeah.
So it's a show about her doing that, and she also has this like boyfriend who is just the worst. He makes her leave out the back of his house because he's embarrassed by her. This is all the first episode, by the way, so I'm not getting into any like super spoiler territory. But he makes her leave out the back of his house because he's embarrassed about his flatmate seeing her because she's overweight. It's just a climb over a fence, and there's a classic gag where she just falls over, and it's like really sad.
Awful.
He's played by this guy called Luca Jones, who what's the actor from The Hangover who's like super beardy?
Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah, he looks like Zach Galifianakis was left out in the rain for like 2 days. So like he's
that
like
is a hell of a description.
So he's like super bearded and just like matted and like not a prize himself. And he's like telling this woman that she's like too big or not good enough for him and stuff. And the show, I really, really enjoyed it. So the first season is 6 episodes that half hour long. Second season's 8 episodes. Super enjoyable. I do think the show kind of missteps in a way where her character arc isn't always ramping up like this,
right?
Like, yes, because it's human, she's like sometimes confident, sometimes not confident, but there are so many times in the show where she like stands up for herself in a way that like I want to see more of it. Like,
we need more triumph for this protagonist.
Yeah, like she'll call out someone for calling her fat and not say like those exact words. She'll be like, oh my god, like you don't like me. It's like, no, get to the point. Like, because in her like monologues to her friend who is also overweight that she lives with, who's also a lesbian, and she's played by this actress, oh my god, I need to find her because she's like the best part of the show.
Is this Ruthie?
Fran. So Fran is her flatmate. Lolly Adifobi. She's honestly fantastic. And
Lolly?
Yeah.
I know her.
Do you?
We've hung out in the States when I went over. She's
really
awesome.
Yeah. So she's
she's been on my podcast.
Oh, cool.
Oh my god,
she's the shit. She's so good on the show.
She carries it. And then she got real famous, and she was in like Mission Impossible 6 and some other really big movie at the same time. I was like, oh, it's Lolly.
Oh, that's
crazy.
Nice.
So Lolly actually has an episode in season 2 about her family and her Nigerian roots and what it feels like to be a lesbian from a Nigerian family, and that episode is honestly the best part of the show.
Nice.
Lolly should have, it should be Lolly's show, but that's fine. It is.
The reason I said Ruthie before is program director Sarah from BFM. She messaged me just before saying that Ruthie is her queen in this show.
Which one's Ruthie? Oh my god.
Ooh.
What's the name of the show again, Sam?
It's called Shrill.
Shrill.
Yeah.
Sick.
It's based on a novel by a journalist, which is called like Shrill Memoirs of Something Something Something. Look it up. I'm sorry, I can't remember. But the show itself is like super enjoyable, but it doesn't go far enough sometimes in the reclaiming of fat phobia and your body and all that kind of stuff, because the show does have that message. And the show, I think, is easily comparable to Insatiable, which is a Netflix show which I reviewed like 2 years ago, guys. I'm old. And it stars Debbie Ryan, And that show was like super revenge porny, like I'm skinny now, so I'm gonna take
I remember that.
The haters. And it was like super campy, which is great, but also just like wasn't a good show.
Yeah.
And got two seasons. Netflix, what are you doing?
And do you think there's hope for Shrill to have a stronger body positivity message that actually gets articulated?
So season one, really, really good body positivity message. It kind of like weaves it in a way that's really good. Season two just kind of forgets about it and kind of focuses on her career and stuff. Which, I mean, I get it. The show is meant to be an accurate depiction of someone's life, and nothing is linear, and like nothing is like always a character arc like that. But I think the show could do with more of that, like strong female empowerment moments. And Adi Bryant is just so enjoyable to watch. She is that person on screen that you just look at and you're like, oh my god, I'm in love. Mm. She has this like little smile and she's so earnest, and you're just like, oh my god, I want to put you in my little pocket and take you home and like make you a little like miniature meal that I'll film for you, my YouTube channel, and do a mukbang.
She's not a hamster, Sam.
She's not a hamster. But honestly, like, I think the show is the only one that everyone should watch. It's on Neon, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that. Came out September 1st.
So it's like, a more compelling offering now that they've merged with, what did they merge with?
Lightbox,
that's right.
So Spark and Vodafone and a whole thing. But let's not talk about
it. It's a whole thing.
And honestly, Neon, I'm going to say it, guys. Neon has the best content offering of any streaming service at the moment.
Dudes, that didn't used to be the case. You got to get on Neon. Oh, Neon's got all the HBO shows,
Neon's
right?
Yeah, Neon's got all the HBO and now Hulu as well, I think.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah, so this is a Hulu show.
We recently paid for Neon so we could watch I May Destroy You.
Oh my god, I reviewed that the other day. Oh my god, I'm gonna cry.
The show effed me up. Probably the best thing I've seen in terms of a series in like multiple years.
Best
it was incredible.
I haven't watched it yet. I'm yet to watch it, but dude, I am going
huge,
to watch it.
Huge trigger warning. It's about like sexual assault.
Yeah.
Like that is a core theme of it, but it, if you can kind of handle that, it is stunning.
It's stunning show. TV. Also, BFM listeners, if you do want to see my review of I May Destroy You, you can go back to the back catalogue. It's all on the podcast.
Yeah.
But back to Shrill. So this show, I recommend everyone go watch it. I think it's so enjoyable. It's really fast to get through. It took me 2 days. And I think it's fun to watch. I don't think it's like a perfect show. I don't think it's the best show of the year, but I think it's definitely one that everyone should like check out and go have a look at. And it's funny. I laugh.
Cool.
Thank you so
much.
I'm
going to watch this.
That's a good recommend. It's a good tempered recommend.
Thank you. I'm actually also watching I Hate Susie, which is another Neon show starring Billy Piper, Doctor Who fame. amazing.
Doctor Who fame. Pop star fame.
No.
I guess I'm old enough to be like honey to the bee. That's my girl.
And Secret Diver, a cool girl. She is just fantastic in the show. So if you want to watch that before I review it next week, go check out I Hate Susie on Neon as well.
Cool.
Thank you so much, Sam. Have a beautiful weekend.
Oh, I will.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.